Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and enjoyed your holiday with your family or even maybe with some friends. So again, thank you for joining us today. On the show, I have Larry Stitch. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well. I really want to thank you for joining the show today. We are going to talk about something called Medicare, which we all have heard about, Medicare basics and enrollment. But first, I'd like to kind of give you a little shout out. You are a health insurance agent specializing in Medicare, correct?
Well, specializing in both, yes.
Yes, yes, overall. But, yeah. You know, that seems to be something we talked about before we pressed record, that Medicare is something that you have really tried to learn as much as you can about it, right, to help people.
It's not a week that goes by. I don't learn something new. Really.
Right, right. Yeah. And you do work for the Mir Insurance and Financial Service here on Main Street in Honesdale, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, yes. And they are just a great family for us in the hospital. They do great community service. So, Larry, thank you for joining again.
My pleasure.
So, again, basic question I'd like to start off with. For someone who's turning 65, when should they start about thinking about Medicare?
When you are turning 65, you've got a seven-month window to sign up for original Medicare Parts A and B. And that's done through the Social Security Administration. The seven-month window starts 3 months before your birthday month, includes your birthday month, and runs 3 months after your birthday month. I recommend you start in that third month before you turn 65, just to give a chance for everything to get through the mill and doesn't put you behind the eight ball and a self-imposed deadline.
Mm-hmm. So again, anyone who is turning 65 needs to do this.
Yes. If you've got a My Social Security account online, that's the quickest way to do it. It's, mm-hmm. It's the way I signed up for mine. It took about 2-3 weeks. Other than that, you can call up the Social Security Administration.
Mm-hmm.
You can Google the local office, which for most people is in the Steamtown Mall over in Scranton.
Right, yeah. Right. So again, so that's just the basics for Medicare overall.
Well,
right?
Signing up.
So people can still be working, right?
Yeah. If they are still working and they're happy with their employer-sponsored plan, they can actually delay Medicare. You could go ahead and sign up for A because there's no charge for it if you've worked the appropriate number of quarters, which most people have.
Right.
And just kind of have that extra coverage in your hip pocket, so to speak.
Okay.
But you could delay B because B does come with a premium, and there's no point in paying two premiums for your health care.
So let's talk about those parts. Like, so when you look at Medicare, there's Medicare Part A, B, C and D.
Okay.
Right? And they all have different meanings. You mentioned some of them already. So A, so anyone who's turning 65, no matter what, if they're working or even if they're going to apply for a Medicare plan, which we're going to talk about, Part A, everyone should sign up.
Yeah, I recommend it. Mm-hmm. I might as well get the coverage if there's no charge for it. A is hospital. Anything that has to do if you're admitted to the hospital. And again, if you've worked the appropriate number of quarters, which is 40 or 10 years work history, it doesn't have to be consecutive, you get Part A at no charge. Now, if you only had Part A, it does come with a deductible of, in 2026, that's going to be $1,716, if my memory serves. And thereafter, it covers roughly 80% of your health care, and there are some limits as to the time frames of how long it will cover you in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And then we could maybe talk about B, C, and D, right?
Yeah, correct.
And that kind of goes into the next question, like, is what's the difference between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans, right? If they're going to get maybe B, C, and D?
Well, usually you will sign up for A and B consecutively. Those are the only two direct government payers of Medicare. parts A and B. Everything else is done through a private insurance company. Part C or Part D, easy way to remember D is D for drugs.
Right.
That's all going to be a separate policy depending on how you pick it up through a private insurance company. Part B is medical, everything outside the hospital, or even if in a hospital if it's coded as an outpatient.
Right.
And there is a premium for that. In 2026, that premium is going to be $206.50 a month, and the deductible for B is $288. In this day and age, that's kind of peanuts for a deductible.
For the year, right? Or is it monthly?
For the year.
Okay.
But thereafter, it's, again, just like A, it will only cover roughly 80% of your medical costs.
Okay. Right. So C and D.
C is a synonym for Medicare Advantage.
Okay.
I really don't like that nomenclature because it makes people believe it's part of original Medicare, which it's not.
Okay.
So when you hear Part C, think Medicare Advantage. Now, you can bundle your Part D with a Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay.
We call it Medicare Advantage Prescription Drug Plan.
Right.
MAPD. If you go Medicare Advantage, or you can pick up a standalone prescription drug plan for Part D coverage. If you don't go Medicare Advantage, you do want to get Part D coverage somehow because you have penalties on both Part B and Part D that you can accrue. And once they're accrued, they never go away.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Now, again, I'm being dogmatic there. There's always an exception to
everything. Right. There is. Yeah. But I think it's also important to get this information out so people are not surprised when they don't have, you know, B or D for whatever reason, you know, and they're like, why am I getting penalized for this? Yeah. Because they really do need that. So I'd like to go back, okay, the difference between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans.
Right.
I know it's hard. It's a hard topic to kind of explain.
It's kind of ironic. You have to have original Medicare A and B to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay.
However, when you enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, technically, and I'm using air quotes here, you're no longer enrolled in A and B. So you see that.
Oh, wow.
The irony there is there is a financial arrangement between Medicare and the insurance company who provides the Medicare Advantage plan. They have to, in order to qualify to be a Medicare Advantage plan, they have to at least offer equal to or greater than original Medicare A and B.
Okay.
But if that's all they offered, you know, nobody would sign up for a Medicare Advantage. So they sweeten the pot in a lot of ways by being able to bundle your Part D prescription drugs. They throw in some dental, vision, and hearing. Some plans may have an over-the-counter allowance. Some plans may have a flex card. Some plans, the latest thing that they're doing is some plans will even give you a Part B premium reduction on the premium you have to pay to the government or to Medicare for Part B.
Right. But original Medicare is when Medicare, you have to get a supplement, right? A supplement insurance to kind of.
If all you have is original Medicare A and B, you need, which covers roughly 80% of your healthcare costs. In this day and age, it's wise to try to cover as much of that remaining 20% as possible. And if you don't want a Medicare Advantage plan, in order to do that, the smart play is the Medicare supplement, more commonly referred to as a Medigap, and pick up a standalone prescription drug plan for your Part D coverage so you don't get the Part D penalties.
Right. Yes. And I know like there are so many you know, prescription coverage in Part D, but that's something that, you know, when you meet with maybe an agent, they can help, right?
Yeah.
Determine
yeah.
what's the best plan based on the medications you're taking, right?
Well, the prescription drug exactly. Right. That's exactly right. The prescription drug plans, there's not a lot of moving parts on it. And once you get them set up, they run practically on autopilot. So my first choice is what's the least expensive to the customer. what's going to cost them the least amount of money
overall,
yeah,
right?
Well, like, yeah, overall that,
right?
Yeah, but especially in the prescription drugs,
mm-hmm.
because depending on what tier those drugs are, you may or may not have cost when you pick up the drug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then again, as an agent, you're there to advise them, right? If they, you know, you meet with people and give them information if they need it, correct?
That's what I try to do, is I try to present the information. Whenever I'm meeting with somebody, the way I look at it is they're the boss,
mm-hmm.
right? I follow their direction. I will give recommendations when asked, but a lot of my customers know already a good idea of where they're going to go.
Okay.
If they ask me, yep, I'll tell them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have about 5 minutes left,
yeah.
and I'm sure we could spend a lot of time on this too. Dental, vision, hearing services, again, it depends on what plans.
Yeah, the Medicare supplements will not include any ancillary benefits. Medicare supplements only cover what original Medicare A and B does. The primary benefit there is you got no network. You have a premium, but then little to no doctor's bills. Whereas the Medicare Advantage, you can get a plan at little to no premium, but you have corresponding costs when you get care. It's mm-hmm. much like you do with an under 65 plan. They are designed and work almost pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they give you some extra benefits, the dental, vision, and hearing, the OTC allowance, over-the-counter allowance, maybe a flex card. Depends. It's all plan specific.
Right.
They'll all cover your routine exams pretty nicely.
Mm-hmm.
It's how much over and above that are they going to offer you. Some plans will only cover your routine visits. Some plans will give you, you know, $1,000, $1,500 annual maximum allowance on dental. How much are they going to give you on a frame allowance for your eyeglasses?
Right.
The hearing is not becoming it's decreasing in its effectiveness to entice somebody into a plan,
mm-hmm.
because in order to get the allowance they provide, you have to use their contracted vendor.
Okay.
Couple that with the fact that there's just some really good over-the-counter hearing aids on the market right now for
right
not a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So we talked about, you know, if someone is six or going to be 65, when that enrollment period is or when they should enroll in Medicare. But what about individuals who may be on a plan already? So maybe they're older, right? They already have. But if they wanted to make changes, is there some time date? Because I know I think we're coming to some of the end time.
Yeah, if somebody's in a Medicare Advantage and want to look at what's going on for the next coming year, or a standalone prescription drug plan, late September, early October, you should get in the mail something which is called an annual notice of change.
Okay.
It's a little kind of like almost like a magazine insert. It's like a little booklet that tells you what's going to be changing on your plan
okay.
the next coming year.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's always important to look that through or mm-hmm. bring it in and I can look it through.
Right.
By then I've had a good handle on what's going on with 2020, the next year.
Right.
In this case, 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a time period in which to shop your plan that runs between October 15th and December 7th.
So we're coming down to the end for those individuals,
yeah.
right?
They usually release the next year's plans October 1st,
mm-hmm.
but no enrollment can take place until October 15th.
Okay.
They give the agents a two-week head start on trying to get familiar with the plans before they could start enrollment. But
right.
it's absolutely forbidden to enroll anybody before then.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But again, so, you know, if someone is still thinking about making that change, they still have, you know, maybe a week left.
Yeah, we got a few days left.
Yes, and they can make those changes.
Yeah.
So we have less than a minute left. Any last closing words about it? I mean, there's individuals like yourself who can answer these questions for individuals, right?
I would say, yes, you can do this all yourself. That's mm-hmm. possible. But the way I look at it, it doesn't cost you anything to use an agent.
Okay.
There's no financial incentive for not using an agent. You might as well take advantage of their knowledge.
Right.
So whether you use me or somebody else, use somebody that is versed in this, right, and take advantage of their knowledge.
And again, and I think knowledge is power, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the more we know and the more we understand about something, the better decisions that we can make.
Absolutely.
Right? No matter what someone does.
in any endeavor of life, yes.
So, Larry, I truly want to thank you for being on the show today. I really feel the information was easy to understand, and hopefully will help someone out there. I know it's going to help me later on down the road. Yeah, so
that's what we're here for, just to help people.
Great. Thank you again. Cool. And again, this is Carol Kinnear. I'm the Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. If you have any questions, you can give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thank you and have a great day.